This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Walk along any Chicago sidewalk in a commercial corridor and you'll see lots of storefront signs. Some are big, flashy, elaborate, others small and simple. Each and every one requires a permit voted on by all 50 aldermen. As the city looks to recover from the pandemic, Mayor Lori Lightfoot wants to eliminate the need for a city council vote. WBEZ's Becky Vivi reports.
The Milwaukee Avenue corridor is busy on this hot June day as Elliot Richardson walks along talking about the importance of storefront signs.
I mean, look, we've all walked down a sidewalk, looked at a sidewalk sign and been like, wow, I can get two cups of coffee for the price of one. Sounds good to me.
Richardson is with the Small Business Advisory Council and has been advocating for years to have an easier and quicker process for getting the city to sign off on signs. Right now, it requires several steps: an application, a city department review, a signature from the local alderman, and a vote from the other 49 aldermen.
When I say it, it just sounds so ridiculous, right? That your local business owner has to go to city council and have a signed permit approved by the entire city council.
Lightfoot is proposing to eliminate that last step, the city council vote. But some aldermen are already saying, not so fast. Andre Vasquez is alderman of the 40th Ward.
We've seen a number of instances since taking office of the mayor working her way around to try to exert mayoral prerogative, which I would argue is worse than aldermanic prerogative.
Aldermanic prerogative is the mostly unwritten rule that the local alderman gets power over development decisions in their wards. Lightfoot campaigned on curbing these unspoken powers, especially for something as mundane as a simple storefront sign. Vasquez says he has no issue making sign permits easier for businesses, but he doesn't think that's what this is all about.
Looking at the goals, yeah, we agree on them, but it's the detail where it's like, hey, you're not really just doing that. You're also trying to undermine a co-equal branch of government. So, like, hold on.
There are a lot of other changes Lightfoot is proposing under a broad package of reforms, including things like a permanent 10 p.m. liquor curfew. Alderman Gilbert Villegas says that will make the simple sign permit change even harder to pass. He used to be the mayor's floor leader, helping to secure votes for her proposals. And he knows how rocky her relationship is with the city council.
Had there been trust, I think this would have been something that the alderman would really consider. But because, again, it's viewed as chipping away at the prerogative, I think that's where you're getting some of the pushback from some of my colleagues.
The local alderman will still have to sign off on every permit application in their ward, says Rosa Escareño, the head of the city's Department of Business Affairs and Consumer Protection.
They know their streets better than any of us.
But after that, a permit for a sign can just be issued instead of having other aldermen vote on it. Escareño says the city council already temporarily cut that step during the pandemic for sidewalk cafes.
This is not for us about aldermanic control or about city control. This is about supporting businesses at the most dire time of our recent history.
Back on Milwaukee Avenue, Elliot Richardson stares at an empty storefront.
If you're a business owner and you're thinking, man, should I take a chance on a commercial corridor right now? Should I open up a storefront? And then you know you're going to have city council approve your sign permit, and it may take months. You may just decide it isn't worth it.
He hopes city officials will save their fight over prerogative for another issue. In the meantime, with Chicago reopening this Friday, Richardson is ready to see more new businesses and their signs popping up along city sidewalks. Becky Vivi, WBEZ News.